views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.
Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and it is great to be with you here in 2015. I can't believe another year has passed. It's amazing to me to see how time flies. I remember as a kid, I used to think, you know, man, Christmas takes forever. And now I think Christmas has come around before I've paid off the credit card bill. Well, not really, but, you know, that's kind of the way I feel about it. And in any event, not long ago, a couple of days ago, in fact, my son was here. We were visiting during the holiday season, and he's kind of the guy that keeps me on the front end of the TV shows. I'm not a big TV person. He was the guy that introduced me to Breaking Bad, and I thought, man, what a weird show, but I need to see what my kid's watching. And then, of course, I got hooked. So he said, hey, have you seen this new show, Lie to Me? And I was like, nah, what's it about? And he said, it's about this person that reads body language and eyes and mouths and facial features and can detect if someone's lying. And I was like, wow, that's kind of pretty cool. And then it caused me to realize that back this summer at the National Speakers Association convention, I met a young lady by the name of Tracy Brown. Tracy is a body language and persuasion expert. She's a certified master practitioner of neurolinguistics, hypnosis, and HUNA. And I assume I'm pronouncing that right. And Tracy, it is so cool to have a real Lie to Me type person on this show. It's great. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. I think we're going to have a good time here today.
Yeah, I believe so. So first, tell me about HUNA, if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Oh, Hawaiian HUNA, that's the ancient Hawaiian system of spirituality and healing. And it's really powerful to create change, not only in your own life, but also help others do the same. So I got into studying that through looking to be the best in sports performance, because, you know, I used to be a professional bike racer, and it led me to Hawaii, of all places. And really, that's the study, along with NLP, that led me to being a body language expert. And it's a great set of tools to fall back on and maybe even live my life by.
You know, Tracy, you were at this convention, and you were one of the brave souls that participated in, I guess, our version of Shark Tank, where you pitched a proposal and you went before these people, and you know, they were asking you questions and so forth. And I thought it was fascinating because, you know, you were the body language, I can convince people to do type things, and they're asking these questions, and we're all out in the audience watching and thinking, man, if anybody can do it, it's you. And as I recall, you were really the only person that got some bites out of that group, which must speak powerfully to what you're able to do. Wasn't that fun?
Oh, Shark Tank at the NSA convention. I hope that every speaker gets to do something like that. It has forced me to grow in professionally in ways that I never would have thought. And I'll tell you what, when you're on stage in front of 2,000 of your peers in this industry that we're in, where your reputation matters so deeply as to whether you get hired, to whether you get referrals, to whether you get that next connection, to be up there on a new script pitching something that was going to be judged and criticized potentially really harshly, I got to tell you, I was a nervous wreck beforehand. I was sitting in the back backstage, and you know, I was third out of four.
Right.
I was watching people just get torn up while trying to, you know, remember what I'm gonna say at the same time, and I was almost shaking. That's That's how nervous I was. And then I remembered, wait a minute, I'm a body language expert. I know how to calm myself down. And so what I did was I put my fingers together just like this. And you can probably see it here.
Right.
And what this does is this is a show of extreme confidence. And it'll also create confidence in you. And as soon as I did this, in about a minute, I felt all the cares and concerns and all that nervous energy just wash away. And I went up there on stage and just killed it. And I got the audience laughing, and I ended up with a deal with Kevin Harrington, who was one of the original sharks on the show. And I pitched my body language for profit system, because that's what I do often is teach sales groups and associations and customer service groups how to use their body language just right to persuade and influence and sell more. And so as I pitched it, and he said, tell you what, I'll take this to HSN. If they pick it up, HSN's Home Shopping Network, if they pick it up, I will fund your inventory. And I thought, man, that's a deal. So I took it. And I got a call the next Monday when I got home from San Diego, and it was Kevin's people who happened to be here in Denver where I am. And they said, look, this is a real thing. We're really going to do this. What you have to do is redevelop everything that you have. And I thought, wait a minute. that's a little more than I bargained for. But they said, look at it this way. What you need to position this not for salespeople. Position it for the home shopping network. It's 70% women. And you need to present your theory, but get away from too much theory and really connect point A, point B, so people know exactly how they can use this. What problems can you really solve? And that kind of threw me for a loop a little bit, because I think as speakers, we get up and we speak and we have a lot of theory, and we hope that people can have it spread through their lives so that they can apply it to different situations. Well, the truth is they don't, and they can't, and they won't. So what I've done is create a situation where I can lead people to solve very specific problems. And I created this here. This is my Persuasion Point box set. You'll see it's three DVDs and two CDs. And it tells people how to do all sorts of cool things, like talk your way out of a traffic ticket, get a first-class upgrade, make a return without a receipt, how to interpret online dating profile pictures just right so you understand the deep unconscious motivations of anyone you might go on a date with. Let's see, what else? Get discounts on anything, how to get your kids to behave. And there's so many things I have to read a list. I talk a little bit about, because he wanted two motivational CDs in there. So I have a CD on Ho'oponopono, which is really, it's out of the Hawaiian Huna system. It's a system of deep forgiveness, and it's very, very good for persuasion and influence as well. And of course, you know, I used to be a pro athlete, so I had to do a little bit on goal setting and how to make yourself like a surface to air missile to go powerfully in the direction that you want and achieve your goals a lot more easily than you think might be possible through aligning, you know, mind, body, spirit.
So Tracy, you had a really cool experience, and Kevin's group picked that up on Home Shopping Network, which, by the way, I was in the audience watching you, and it was fascinating to see how that was taking place and what was happening. But before we get to the persuasion, which I think is critically important, but you know, one of the things that strikes me is on a radio show, we lack the ability to see. So the question then becomes, so we want to persuade, and how can we use our language, our words, what are the things we can do to persuade? But we're also going to be running up on a break here really in just a few minutes. So you mentioned one thing, and I want to hit on it briefly because you mentioned it a time or two. You were a three-time U.S. National Collegiate Cycling Champion and a former member of Team USA. So that obviously preceded, I guess, your work in the speaking business. So in just a minute or two, how did you get into the cycling and how did the cycling transfer into what you're doing today?
I got into cycling just when I was a kid. It was something fun to do, and I found out that I was good at it. I found out I was really good at it at a young age, and I just kept going because I like to ride my bike and I like to win. And yes, it did precede my speaking. You know, I raced for 12 years at the top levels of the world, and it teaches you something about dedication and what it takes to get the job done. Because cycling's not as romantic of a sport as what you see when you just turn on the Tour de France for an hour in the summer on a Saturday afternoon. It is all about guts and how bad you want it, how much heart you have in it. That's what cycling is all about. And it prepared me well for speaking in that, and you know this, it's always about when are you going to get your next gig? What are you going to do to make sure you get another gig? And when you get on stage, are you going to be prepped to rock it and take whatever comes from the audience or not? And so now speaking is, it's a little bit like my racing, because I get amped up in the same kind of way, ready to go out there and shine and win.
Well, shine you have. My guest is Tracy Brown. She is a body language expert, keynote speaker, champion athlete. She's been on Fox, CBS News, NBC, and she has a really cool system called Persuasion Point. And we're going to talk about that more when we get back from our break. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a minute. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher. We're on with Tracy Brown. She is my guest here on Straight Talk Radio. Tracy does really some interesting things. She has been involved as a professional athlete for a number of years, but now she speaks to associations, corporations, organizations, teaching them how to hear yes more easily. In other words, to get what you want. And we were talking in our first segment about your experience on Shark Tank at the National Speakers Association meeting and the new work that you've put together called Persuasion Point and the packet that you have. So, Tracy, help us a little bit. You know, you were talking about how to get out of a traffic ticket or how to read a online dating, although that's not the place where I tend to hang out. But, you know, how to read a picture on online dating and some of the other things. So talk to us a little bit about some practical things that the folks listening here could say, wow, you know, I need to apply that in my life.
Got it. So the basic premise of all persuasion and influence is that you have to decrease any resistance that might be across from you. We all have a natural tendency to resist suggestion. And that's all any kind of persuasion is getting your suggestion accepted. And so the basic premise to getting that done is that we like people like us. We'll say yes to people like us. We'll do favors for people like us. Even if we don't know them, if we just perceive they're about like us, we'll do things differently for them. And so what you got to do in order to make yourself like someone is watch. What are they doing? How do they speak? If you're only on the phone with them, do they speak really quickly or do they speak really slowly? Different the kinds of movements, you can start to actually match and mirror everything people do, physiology, tonality, even words. If they use certain keywords, those actually activate certain neurons in the body. You need to be flexible in your communication, do what they do, use their words and their tonality and their pacing, and somewhere deep inside, they're going to say, you know what? I like that guy, or I like that girl, but I don't know why. He's just got this likable way about him. And just by creating flexibility in your own behavior, you're filling their deep unconscious needs. They're going to love you. And the rub is that most of the time, we just do whatever we do, and we say whatever we say, and we hope that our message gets across exactly as we intended. And we just don't pay attention to really what the other person wants and needs. They're telling us all the time. They're screaming it, but it's hidden in plain sight. So, I had a coach when I was racing, and his name was Wally. And Wally's this big cowboy guy, not the kind of guy you'd expect to be a cycling coach. And he'd say, you pay attention or you pay with pain. So you really got to pay attention so you have a lot less pain. And if getting what you want just requires you to behave slightly differently than you normally do, wouldn't you do it? It's free. It can be the difference between yes and no. And, you know, we have all different kinds of negotiations and persuasion situations that we go into. Maybe it's a formal negotiation, like when you're going to go in to buy a house, go in to buy a car. Or maybe it's informal, like making a return without a receipt, or just getting a favor from your next door neighbor at any one time. These are the kind of things that you can start to hear yes to a lot more easily and a lot more often when you pay attention.
You know, it's interesting. Years ago, and I want to say, Tracy, this was probably back in the mid-90s, I was working with a lady in North Carolina. She was doing some coaching sessions on NLP. And it was fascinating to listen and to watch and to think about the concept of just observing what's going on. And she was telling this story about people who were, we'll call it in the early stages of romance. And she said, just go into a restaurant and watch whenever you've got a guy and a girl, and you can tell if they're hitting it off because they will fundamentally match each other. If she leans forward, he'll lean forward. If she leans back, he'll lean back. I mean, it's like watching this mirror. And I'm going to call it, maybe some people just have it as innate behavior. Either there's chemistry or they understand the fine art of getting people to like them. But just to watch that process and then to watch it break. Because, you know, if someone is leaning forward and they're into it and the other person leans back and completely disconnects and breaks that connection that appears to exist, it's fascinating to watch what happens and how that works. So I can see easily on your play in your world, whenever you're talking about body language and NLP, how powerful that can be.
Oh, absolutely. And not too long ago, I was at a bar. It was an outdoor patio bar with my fiance. And see, he's started to learn that watching people and paying attention to their body language is really a one-way street. Once you start to see things, you can't just decide not to pay attention anymore because it's right there in your face.
Right.
And he saw a couple, and we think they were probably on a first date, like an internet date.
Right.
And it was so profound what was going on that I actually pulled my camera out and top secretly took a couple pictures of them because it was going so wrong, and he just wasn't paying attention to the guy who was in the date. And you see this girl try to check out. You see her do her hands under her chin like this. For those of you that are on the radio, I'm putting my chin on the back of my hand with a flat palm, and they're together. This is impatience. And all she wanted to do was get out of there. And as soon as the bill came and they paid it, you could see the relief. It was palpable for both of them because all they wanted was out of there, especially her. So, I have a ton of fun watching people dating, especially at a bar, because there's so many first-time dates, you know, that just shouldn't happen because people have misled each other online or there's been some miscommunication somehow. So, yeah, watching is super important. From afar, maybe it's less important, but especially when you're in front of anyone, you got to pay attention to what their deep unconscious needs are. They're showing you all the time. The question is, are you going to see it?
Yeah, it's fascinating because in the world that we live in, if you are aware of the what's the word I'm looking for? The nuances of our behavior, the words that we use. Obviously, we can be sold and we can find that there are people that we like doing business with. And then on the other hand, there are people we're repulsed by. And most of the time that being repulsed is because either we're not buying into their model of the world or they're not buying into ours. And I know in my life, there have been people that I have just absolutely not. Let's put it this way. I haven't wanted to work with because their model of the world and mine were so vastly different that we were like two bulls butting heads. And until I figured out I needed to follow their model of the world so they would follow mine, we got nowhere.
Well, exactly. And so perfect example. I've been speaking a lot in the wedding industry lately. I didn't even know there was wedding industry conferences, but there's a lot of them. And I've been speaking at these conferences, learning about how weddings come together and some of the sales techniques. And it's only amplified with my own wedding that's coming up that I'm having to plan. And I was at Jose Banks in Dallas, just north of Dallas, over Christmas, because I had a lot of my groomsmen, or Matt's groomsmen, were there. And so we wanted to go shopping. I walked in. I said to the clerk, okay, we don't have a lot of time. I need this color. It has to go with this vest. And he says, when's your wedding? And I said, it's in July. I said, I got to get something today while we're here. And he said, you have a lot of time. You should just come back. We'll have lighter color pants. I said, no, look, you don't get it. I have the guys here. I am doing this today. I am buying pants. I am finding them. Are you going to help me? Are you going to not help me? And you know what? He wandered off. We found the pants ourselves. He couldn't get with my model of the world. He thought I had a lot of time. I don't have a lot of time in my world. I have things to do. And so he lost that sale because I ended up working with another salesperson because this sales guy couldn't accept my model of the world.
Right.
And they had something that was good. They had to have something that was going to work for me today. When a customer comes in and they tell you these things about them, whatever it is, like I said, don't have a lot of time. You have to have something that works today. I'm sure you do. You have hundreds of pairs of pants in here. And he tells me to come back later? No, that's not accepting my model of the world. And it sounds silly and it sounds really small. But guess what? For me, it was vitally important to get those pants on the day I was there. And
right.
He lost because of that, because I worked with somebody else.
Yep. And Tracy, I just recently traded cars and it was a very similar experience. I went to a dealership one. They said my car, the trade-in, was worth $23,000. Okay. I checked it out and that was pretty fair. I went to CarMax. They said, your car's worth $23,000. We'll give you 7 days. We'll buy it from you for that price. No problem. I went to a third dealership. And they said, well, your car's worth what is, depends upon what you're buying. And I'm like, no, my car is worth what my car is worth. It doesn't make any difference if I'm buying a $10,000 car or an $80,000 car. Well, yes, it does. No, it doesn't. And I didn't buy from them, although I bought the same type car, but I went to another dealership, bought the car, and won't do any business with the one that wants to jerk me around because it didn't match the current model of the world. And we're pushing up on a break right now. So let me say, we're going to talk more about persuasion point, body language and speech for influence with my guest, Tracy Brown. She is a nationally known expert in body language and voice. Tracy, I would not want to face you if it was the lie to me type thing, because I have a sneaking sense you'd be able to read someone's face and know if it wasn't true in a minute. But folks, stick with us here on Straight Talk Radio. We'll be back with Tracy Brown in just a minute. We'll Well, we're back here on Straight Talk Radio with my guest, Tracy Brown. This is Chuck Gallagher, and it is fun to have someone on who has a unique set of skills that, really can be powerful in terms of how you get along and influence people. Tracy is a nationally known expert in body language and unconscious persuasion. And, I started off the program talking about the program Lie to Me. And I said, a minute ago, Tracy, I don't know if I'd want to be around you if I was trying to tell a lie, because somehow I have a sneaking suspicion you'd be able to pick up on that. And, you were a cyclist for a number of years on Team USA. And I've got to ask the question. You take Lance Armstrong, who was obviously in the cycling arena.
Yeah.
How do we reconcile Lance and all of the things that he said and all of the work that he did that seemed so noble and profound with the fact that he was just lying?
Well, I grew up with Lance in Dallas. That's where we both grew up. We raced at the same bike shop team. We raced on Team USA together. And the long and short of it is that the only people he had fooled were the people outside of the sport. Now, know that I'm not giving him a free pass. However, he wasn't doing anything that anybody else wasn't doing at that level. When millions and millions of dollars are at stake, all of a sudden, you can make a little more sense of trying to find some enhancement, let's just say. And so, knowing personally what was going on, it matched up for years and years. He's really a textbook liar, because he does stuff like this. I have never doped. I have never taken performance enhancing drugs. And see, the body can't lie. If he said he'd never doped, this is I never doped.
Right.
And so watch for these little bitty things that people do. Does their body and their words match? Body can't lie. Words can lie. And so he's always been very textbook about his lying, saying he never doped. Now, there's a lot of other ways to detect if someone's lying. The ones that the FBI likes the most are when people change significantly their behavior. So if they go from still to fidget or fidget to still when a certain topic comes up, that can be one. There's the qualifiers. Hey, I'm going to say this one more time. I never doped, right? whenever they say, I'm going to say this one more time, that's a pretty sure sign that, that they're lying. Now, here's the thing. Not all lies are really material, and some of them are actually okay. The Lance Armstrong thing, that was a bad deal. Not acceptable when asked about it. In crimes, it's not acceptable to lie. A legal case is not acceptable. But for instance, the other day, me and my fiance were remodeling the kitchen all summer. And one night we were tired, because we didn't have a kitchen. We were tired from all the work, and we went to the grocery store. And I really like those rotisserie chickens, the ones they have under the heat lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Off the hook. And
oh, yeah, absolutely.
He doesn't like them as much because he doesn't like to pick all the chicken off the bone. And I said, we walked by. I said, do you want to just get one of these chickens? I mean, just for tonight. And he goes, sure. And you can tell he didn't want the chicken, but he said okay, because it was easy, and he knew it would keep me happy. and so I looked at him. I go, look, I know you just lied. I know you don't want the chicken. Guess what? There's a turkey breast right above. I'd never seen a turkey breast there, in that department, but why don't we get that? Instead, he's like, oh, yeah, that would be a lot better. And so, small little lie, but guess what? When it comes to building a relationship, I want us to do things that he's going to be more or less happy with, than forcing him to eat a chicken that he doesn't want when we can have something else. And so, there's a lot of little bitty lies. You ask people how they're doing, they go, oh, I'm fine. Actually, last week we just had to put my dog to sleep. She I know, it was really sad. She was 16, Sorry. Though, and, you know, she was. It was time. And people asked me, hey, how you doing? You know, not knowing anything about it. I was like, no, fine. You know, total lie. Not doing fine. I'm doing terrible. Matter of fact, I suck because my dog just died. And, but it's a lie just to keep some peace, try to keep a little bit of normalcy in my life because I don't want to talk about it all day, every day to everybody who asks me, how am I doing? And so, you know, as a society, we lie a lot. Santa Claus, lie. Tooth Fairy, lie. Easter Bunny, big lie. People ask.
Oh, Tracy, this is terrible. We are just exposed on the radio to things that this is an announcement. Your children may not want to listen to this show.
We have to dub in a disclaimer here at the first of the the show, but it's true. Not all lies are bad, and you know the ultimate thing that we all have to lie to when we're asked is, hey, do these jeans make my butt look big? You know, so. You'll be able, when you just start to watch people differently, and of course I explain it more. There's a lot of free videos on my website at bodylanguagetrainer.com, and it is in my Persuasion Point kit, how to detect lies. It's a really valuable skill to have in business. You know, does your client really like the work you did? Are they really happy with the choices that you presented them in contracting and negotiation? Is their budget really what they say it is? These are some of the things that are vitally important to know that can give you really a leg up in any kind of negotiation that you're trying to do. And you just got to pay attention to the signs. So it can really hit the bottom line for you when you have this information. And more importantly, that you use it.
You know, it's fascinating when you talk about using the information and really understanding what it means and about the lie. And I do want to not spend all of our time on lying, but I do have a question for you. And that is, do you think it's ever possible that someone tells the same lie over so many times that they actually begin to believe it?
Oh, yeah. And there's people that tell lies so well, and they're so scripted that I can't even detect them because they are so practiced and rehearsed. And the number one set of people that do that is politicians. Obama said that you can keep your own doctor. Well, guess what? A lot of people can't. You know,
right.
And politicians practice and practice and practice such that it makes it really, really difficult because I do a lot of TV analysis of lying and crimes and in politics, and it makes it really hard for me to do that. And a prime example is in debates. When I have to analyze a political debate, it makes me want to poke my eye with a fork because, well, for one, because the finer nuances of politics don't interest me, but they practice so much and say these things and almost speak in code that it's really, I have to wait until they get off script. Until one of them throws the other one off their script, then I can tell if someone's lying or not. And it's sometimes takes a little longer than I would hope for them to just stumble a little bit.
Now let's shift this gear to just a second. I'm kind of curious about this too. Let's say a practical application. Let's say it's an interview. And, you know, most people today, with everything that's available on the internet, will go on the internet to Monster.com or Career Builder or wherever it happens to be, and they'll look up the proverbial questions that you're supposed to ask and those that you can answer and so forth. So if you, Tracy, are doing the interview, what are two or three questions you might ask that would, let's call it, throw them off track and get them to answer something that they're unprepared for?
Oh, so I would probably ask them something like, what's the second, let's see, what's the second most thing that you are proud of in your career?
Okay.
So it's not the top, right? Because people are going to come up with, you know how it is in interviews, people come up with a lot of stuff. But if you ask them, what's the second most thing, or what's the thing you're least proud of in your career, you're going to throw people off, because they're going to have to think a little bit harder than they normally would to answer a question. Because people always want to ask, what's the best thing you've ever done?
Right.
And when you start asking people about their failures, and just to be, because we've all failed, right? But just to be honest about that, it's going to put people in a state of not being as rehearsed. And that's when you're going to get a read on truth or not.
Now, I assume, and we're again pushing up on a break, but I assume as I ask you that question, I noticed your eyes went upward, and I can't tell because we're looking, you know, on a video screen whether they were up to the right or up to the left, but I have to assume that you're probably fairly visual in how you capture information. Is that accurate or inaccurate?
I'm a lot more balanced than I used to be. Actually, my primary way that I like information is auditory or auditory digital, like, does it make sense?
Right.
So, a lot of times when I, especially me, when I'll look around, it's because I'm looking for the answer, right? And this is a deeper NLP question that we could talk about for probably really about a day. But I'm trying to construct an answer. So, because you asked the same way you asked me the question. No one's ever asked me that question in an interview, right? I was unprepared.
Right.
And so
right.
I have to kind of punt a little bit and start to make it up about what would make sense there, like using all my tools, again, point A to point B. So I'm not immune from any of the ways that even knowing all this stuff to be able to hide what's going on for me. I'm just as susceptible to showing my card as anybody else is.
You know, it's interesting, and I like the word showing your cards, because we all have a way of doing that. It's a little bit different whenever you're listening to it via the radio than when you get a chance to see it, although this will also be recorded and you can see it on YouTube. My name is Chuck Gallagher. This is Straight Talk Radio. My guest is Tracy Brown, and when we come back, I want to talk about your new book, Persuasion Point, Body Language and Speech for Influence, and maybe we can talk about some of those timeless secrets and how we can get people to see things our way. But stick with us for the last of the show. We'll be back in just a minute. We're back with Straight Talk Radio. I'm Chuck Gallagher, and my guest is Tracy Brown. Tracy is a body language and persuasion expert. And I have seen Tracy in action. She was on stage before 2,000 of her peers and in a tough environment, a Shark Tank type environment. And by golly, she walked away with the deal. And Tracy, I've got to ask you, because we never really circle back to that. How has it gone so far with your Persuasion Point program and what you've been offering?
Well, I got to tell you, it is brand new. It's taken me just about till now. I am expecting the last piece of the puzzle. And for those of you who missed the first segment, I was asked to put together a 3 DVD, 2 CD, 1 book, and 1 deck of cards kit for the Home Shopping Channel. Nothing was guaranteed, and as far as being on air or not. And my job was development, and my shark, Kevin Harrington, he's on the TV show. He would fund my inventory. And so the deal is that I am getting the last piece, the deck of cards, of the Persuasion Point kit. It should show up at my door today. And then
cool.
I will send it off, and I'll either be green-lighted or not. But whether I show up on Home Shopping in your living room is really kind of irrelevant at this point, because what I'm doing is dropping all of the information into a membership site on my website. It's bodylanguagetrainer.com. And so if you go there, sign up for my newsletter, I will let you know when it's ready, and you can be on your way to becoming a body language and persuasion expert in your own right, because just about everything I know is in these kits. It is a ton of information.
Tracy, that is actually awesome. First, I want to tell you, I wish you the best. I hope the Home Shopping Network just turns out to be an extraordinary. It would be so cool if, in the summer of 2015, whenever everyone is regathered at the NSA convention, if we find out that, you're the diva of the Home Shopping Network with your persuasion point. But even if that isn't the case, I know you. I know the body of work that you do. And so go to bodylanguagetrainer.com, bodylanguagetrainer.com. And there you can follow Tracy and pick up the materials that she has. And Tracy, you've got two books, Mastering Magical Persuasion. And I like the title of the other, How to Make Money, Have Fun, and Love What You Do. And I think that is, those are three critical things in life. It's life's too short not to have fun, love what you do, and by golly, make money at it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And all of that information, I put it in the Persuasion Point kit. And so there's really an abundance of info when people are ready. You know, when you're ready to make some small changes in the things that you do and get some big results, that's when you want to come, see what I'm up to. And a lot of the information is free on my site right now.
Now, You made a comment early. You said, that you could teach people how to get out of traffic tickets. And not long ago, I'm driving down the road. Fortunately or unfortunately, depends upon which way you look at it, it was a 4-lane highway. And I was literally right beside someone else. We both apparently were exceeding the speed limit. And both of us got pulled and both of us got a speeding ticket. Now, I don't know what the other person did, but I'm fighting mine on the grounds that the radar detector can't detect two cars at the same time. And so therefore, which car did he detect? And it would have been so much easier if I had just known the system of how to get out of the ticket when the cop comes up and says, license and registration, please, with their hat on and all formal.
Ah, got it. Okay. So know that there are judges. Okay. First off, there's a video on this on my website at bodylanguagetrainer.com. It'll take you 5 minutes to learn. I'm going to tell you how to do it now. First thing, know that they are judging you from the time they turn their lights on, probably before when they turn their lights on. And the question they're asking is, are you safe or not? So you've got to show them that you're safe. So pull over, roll down the front window, roll down the back window. They don't know who you are. They don't know if you've got a backseat full of guns or weapons of mass destruction. Just roll them down. Keep your hands on the steering wheel, the top of the steering wheel, because our natural inclination is for us to, get in your purse, get in your glove box, so you have all your documents, so you're all ready for them and being polite, right? But see, they think that you're reaching for a gun. And so show them you're safe. Keep your hands up here. Now, they're going to come to the window. They're going to come to the window and they're going to say something like, do you know how fast you were going? Did you know this is a 35 mile an hour zone? And what you got to say is, well, you got to slow down your tonality, have a carefree tone. You got to stay in control, right? Because it's easy to want to cry or get angry or something like that. But don't do that. You're going to screw yourself up. So be really carefree and you're going to feel like you're faking it, and that's okay. And just say, I'm just going back to Boulder. I thought it was a 35 mile an hour zone or whatever the case may be. And just talk to them real easy, real carefree. And then they're going to say, license and registration, please. And you go, okay, great, because your hands are up here. And you go, that's in my wallet and in my glove box. Is it okay if I get it from there now? And then see, what you've done is you've put them in the power position. Cops love that. And you've told them exactly what you're going to do with your hands. So you just get your stuff, hand it back to them. And really, you're on your own from there. And I got to tell you, Chuck, several people that you know from NSA and that I know have gotten out of multiple speeding tickets at 90 plus doing this trick, right, using this system. And actually, what I have And if anybody wants to contact me, I have an in-car guide on how to do this. It fits in your strap right above your on your visor. So all you have to do is flip it down, and you'll know exactly what to do so you can get out of that traffic ticket. So, you know, make it easy on yourself. Give yourself a leg up in dealing with the cop. Because remember, they're people too. And what you're doing is making it exponentially less likely for one human being to punish another.
That is cool as it can be. My guest is Tracy Brown. This is Straight Talk Radio. And Tracy, as we start to wrap up this show, this has been a whole lot of fun. I mean, you know, here you are. I have to say it. I'm sure that being your fiance is a wonderful thing, but to know that every time you might want to say a lie, you would be picked up on to the point of being able to know when they don't want chicken. Tracy, my advice to you is don't ask, how do these jeans make my butt look? Because that's a not fair question, okay? I'm just saying, girl. Well, look, you've written a book, Body Language Confidential. So how, as we wrap things up, I know people can go to bodylanguagetrainer.com, but where can they get Body Language Confidential book?
You can get it on Amazon, or you can get it on my website at Body Language Trainer. You can get Body Language Confidential or Body Language for Profits. And pretty soon, I'll have my Persuasion Point kit already up online so people can have instant access to it. And whether it's just for you or training your team or your staff, there's information in there that's going to fit the bill.
You know, I know that Kevin told you to take a Persuasion Point and make it available more for the population, and I really do understand that, but I also know for folks listening to this show, Tracy is an awesome speaker, and if you want someone to be associated with your organization, especially if they're involved in sales and you're sitting there thinking about how can I improve my sales, anybody that's in sales needs to know the fine arts of what you teach. So, Tracy, it's been great to have you on the show, and we wish you the best with Persuasion Point. I know that you're excited about that being ready to be introduced here in 2015, and we wish you the best for that. Are there any last comments you want to make before we wrap up?
Just stay in touch with me. Don't be afraid to reach out if you got little questions. I love to engage with my listeners, and I look forward to helping you get a lot more of what you want.
Tracy, thanks so much for being on the show. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and remember, every choice we make in life has a consequence, so let's make wise choices, and stick with us. Next week, we'll have another exciting guest here on Straight Talk Radio. This is Chuck Gallagher, and we will talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.